Oh, Sade, Sade, you're on the Wise FM driver, Ziki and myself, Lily Wakamekofane. Joining us on the line, ki Mr. Rembold, who is a teacher at Bergvliet High School, Ekapa. Sabona, Mr. Rembold.
Hi, how are you?
We're good. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
So, it turns out you were right. Life orientation in 2021 is very boring and teaches you very little about the survival of today, right?
Yeah, it's a difficult subject, and I agree with you. Of course, unfortunately, sometimes we have to do the textbook.
Great, yeah.
But, we've got to make ourselves new to the subject, of course, too.
Interesting how you introduced this, because you probably had the option to send out a proposal to say, can I please teach my students to do this instead? But you decided, let me show them instead of just, they need to see what I mean, what I'm thinking, right? And how did the school receive this? You were taking the kids to the parking lot to teach them how to change a tire.
Yeah, so I mean, what I was thinking is, of course, you go through the textbook with them. And you look and you say, well, how much of this is actually life skill knowledge? How much is actually that they're going to put into place when they grow up and when they leave school? Mm. So I thought, hold on a minute. They're all probably going to get a car at some point. And somebody or drive or know somebody or be in a car. So why not teach them something as simple as changing a tire, that in that sense that they have that as one of their life skills when they do leave school.
Have they given you the Teacher of the Year award yet?
It's getting there. Well, we're rooting for you. Well done for that. I mean, we wish we could learn practical things like how to understand men. Is that also life orientation?
So yeah, of course it has taken off at the school. A lot of kids, a lot of teachers now asking me to take their class out and do the same thing. So we'll see what we go with next.
And it's such depressing times to be sitting in the classes, exhausting and in itself, taking them out to get some fresh air and social distance and get some job done, some work done, is a beautiful thing. Anything else we can expect from you? Because now you've set the bar for yourself. You got to do better than you.
I was about to ask, because in my time, we never had life orientation in school.
Mm.
So what kind of things do you guys teach?
I also never had life orientation when I was in school. I'm in the sporting sense of the school. And then, I joined the life orientation team at the beginning of last year. And I thought, well, let's see what else we can do and what else we can teach the kids. But you hit it spot on. We need to get them out in the fresh air. We need to be teaching them different stuff. And, I think, I've asked them what else they would like to learn of life skills, but I've got a few little tricks up my sleeve. So,
Nice. You sound so passionate at being a teacher. Wow. Wow, that's incredible to actually just do a job that you enjoy doing and doing so well. It's a career. Yeah. And it's your happy place.
Yeah, so I think you got to also, if you're not here for the kids and wanting to put them first, then unfortunately I don't think you're a teacher. And that's what we need them to do. We need them to put the kids first. They are the future. They are the ones that are going to take us to the next place. So, yeah.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Rumbolt, and all the best for your teaching and your classes with the grade 11s and 12.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on. Have a great day.
Okay, cool. Only a pleasure.
Wow.
Did you say he is a pleasure?
He is a pleasure.
Leading into the room. I've never heard you say that to anybody.
No, I do say it. I just never say it to you.
Hi,
you are a pleasure.
How about so? What's wrong with that? Oh, yeah, but hand on gum. Like,
no,
yeah.
It's not, no, man.
Yeah. And that funny,
a person can be a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
A pleasure to talk to. A pleasure to
be
around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gifuna wena. Dedicated to you, Lily.
Hey.
Yes, I'm feeling him tired. Letang, gifuna wena. Back in a bit.